I think it's very appropriate today as we listen to the gospel text to ask ourselves the question in studying God's word and studying the law, what are we supposed to understand first and foremost? It seems that the scholars of the law and the Pharisees studied the covenant, the word of God, in order to justify themselves and to exalt themselves by the observance of the law. But what God seems to have wanted to reveal to his people through the law was his love. And the invitation of his people and receiving the covenant to not only know his love, but be changed by his love and to love others as he loves them. Jesus' great critique, the overlooking to judgment for justice's sake and to love for God, and the lack of compassion to help those who are in need, who are in the midst of struggle, in the midst of difficulty, to be with them in the midst of it, to put one's hand out for the other, to lighten the load. How very appropriate on this feast day in which we celebrate the revelation of the loving heart of Jesus Christ through St. Margaret Mary Alacoque. So much of what the Pharisees and the scholars of the law did was desiring to define themselves by their action and their doing, by their observance of the law, by their knowledge of the law, by the esteem that others held for them. If your identity is locked into the esteem of others, you will become preoccupied by your appearance, by your actions, by your thoughts, and how they are perceived by everyone else. And yet the revelation of the love of God, his mercy, his compassion for you and for me, has a greater power to define who we are than anything that we could do. Do you understand what I'm saying? God's love and his mercy, his compassion to us is a greater definer of who we are more than our good actions or our failures or our sins or our accomplishments. More than any of these things, his mercy, his love poured out for us. If we are humble enough to receive, is the more perfect identity from which we then operate as beloved sons and daughters. Let the mercy and love of God define who you are. Let the mercy and love of God speak of your true value. Amen.